We will have a lot more of those ceremonies in May, particularly as we try to balance between evolving COVID ordinances and COVID protocols. But right now, we'll try to do something similar to what we did in December, where we socially distance the graduates on the floor, seat their family and guests in sort of family pods, if you will. That limitation and occupancy limitation will, you know, still keep us probably at about 25 May ceremonies. Mayor Mooney knows we've got probably another record-setting May semester, even though we've had all this COVID and winter storms and all these other challenges. Our students and faculty working together continue to progress towards degrees. And so we'll probably be looking somewhere around 11,000 graduates for the May ceremonies across, you know, all of our programs and locations. So that'll be about a month long process. We'll start on May the 6th. And I think right now our last one is the College of Pharmacy on Labor Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend, Saturday. So hopefully those folks will be in the region following as many of the safety protocols that are still in place at that time, but having a chance to boost our local economy as they come in to celebrate that accomplishment.